Good evening, my audio boomerang friends. Now, if I throw you, will you come back to me? Anyhow, sorry for inundating you with another boo, but I have a lovely piece of updatage that I would like to share. Now, perhaps I take too much meaning from things, but throughout the course of my life, I've come to believe that far too much that we take for coincidence actually has a much deeper meaning. So this afternoon, I really kept feeling like I should call my friend Tracy and invite her over for supper. So eventually I gave into that feeling and I did just that. I said, it's not going to be spectacular. We're only going to have finger foods. But given that I don't have my table and chairs installed in here yet, that's the best kind of meal to have, because a meat, potatoes, and vegetables meal would be rather awkward to eat on my couch. Anyhow, she said, you know what, it's a really good thing that you called when you did, because I just got back from a really rainy trail ride, and I just happened to have time to come down and spend some time with you. Her friend Nelson was there, but he was planning on going over to Brent's place or possibly cooking something up for himself that he had bought for himself. So that was no problem. He comes almost every weekend anyway. And he certainly does not feel abandoned if Tracy goes elsewhere for a little while. So she came down here, and I made toasted pita triangles with hummus, veggies and dip, carrot sticks, celery sticks, olives, pickled green beans, that kind of thing. Hard-boiled eggs. I also made a lime cranberry mango punch that I was afraid was going to be too sweet for Tracy, but she tried it and she liked it. So as I say, it was a very simple meal, but no less delicious for all that, and it was good to have someone to share it with. Honestly, I have a confession to make here, folks. When I did my last grocery gateway order, my virtual eyes were bigger than my virtual stomach. So I did a stupid thing. I ordered far too much food. And it was really great to have a friend, a like-minded person, who was happy to share it with me. Anyhow, the reason I say that sometimes there are confluences of events that occur that are actually beyond coincidental is that after Tracy got here, she said that she'd been having a really hard time with anxiety and depression and such, and that she was really grateful to have a friend that she could go and talk to and spend time with. And that I had called at just the right time. So I am really happy about that, and I'm really glad that I was able to do something for her, because during this whole moving process, I ended up staying with her for a night, and she fed me, so I thought it was high time to reciprocate. She even said a little grace at the beginning of the meal, which I really, actually deeply appreciated. Some of my friends are not of a spiritual bent. For example, I would never say grace with Kim because she's just not inclined that way. and then some of my friends just never think to say grace. So it's actually really lovely to know someone who enjoys that as part of the meal process. It was just a very simple little grace, but no less effective for all that. So I just had to come here on Audio Boom to express my gratitude for good friends. as I think I've mentioned on here before, I'm thinking about investigating other churches at the moment, because honestly, I'm not all that happy with the way things are going at mine. I really miss, well, both my old minister and then the associate minister who took over in his absence when he left. In fact, I sort of took the associate minister for granted for a while, and then when I heard him preach a whole bunch of times, I was absolutely amazed by his ability to keep people on the edge of their seats. and his ability to relate what Jesus went through to things in our everyday lives. So, the minister we have now, I don't want to be critical of his character, because I'm sure he's a wonderful man, but his preaching style is very dry, and he's very Old Testament, and he's almost, I'm sorry, too fundamentalist for me. So I'm thinking of investigating the Anglican Church and the other Presbyterian Church and the United Church and possibly the Christian Reformed Church in the area, although I really don't see myself going Christian Reform. It's just not up my street. With all due respect to the Christian Reformers out there, they have a wonderful place in this world, and I'm sure they love their church, and with good reason, but it's just not where I would feel comfortable. But anyway, I've been talking a bit about this with Tracy, and she said to me, if you leave our church, you won't stop being my friend, will you? And oh gosh, my heart just went out to her. I said, of course not. Whatever made you think that? And she said, well, she said, I have abandonment issues and anxiety issues. And I said, well, my response to that question is a categorical I said, I would miss you too much to stop being your friend. And I would, too. Besides, I have no actual plans on leaving that church right now. I'm just going to do some investigating. And I might come to find that I'm just as happy in my own church, or happier, than I would be anywhere else. So, yes, I'm very thankful for good friends, and I certainly have no plans to desert Tracy. Because she's just too cool. She's a lovely person. Also, my gratitude for good, quote, real life, end quote, non-imaginary friends, as SM2N might say, led me to think of my gratitude for all my Audioboom friends as well. As I'm sure many of you will know from my tendency to leave profuse comments, I really appreciate a lot of what I hear, and honestly, Audioboom is helping me with my depression because it gives me something interesting to listen to. I can sort of live vicariously through other people's experiences. And also, so many of you seem so caring. I should say all of you. I'm sure all of you are. Sorry about that. And there's always such interesting content to find up there. Whether it be someone just posting an update while doing some cooking, or someone going out for a meal, or someone else going out for a walk. There's always lots of sounds of nature to experience. Or I think it's just interesting to experience somebody else's daily life, too. So I'm very appreciative of Audioboom in that sense. I've met some absolutely incredible people on Audioboom, as I say, I'm very grateful that it became a part of my life. I don't know what I would do without it, honestly. I would be far too bored. I don't know how I would entertain myself. I mean, yes, I have books and I have music and radio shows and things of that nature, but life would not be the same. I'm actually thinking, I won't do it now, obviously, because I've posted enough waffle, but I'm actually thinking of making a list of all the things that I really appreciate about my close Audioboom friends, ones that I listen to on a regular basis and really enjoy hearing from. You're all wonderful people, mind you. Don't get me wrong, it's just a lot of you don't post enough. So yeah, one day I might just make a list of some things that I really appreciate and post it, because I think it's always good to hear